The First Book of the Chronicles, Chapter 25. Moreover, David and the commanders of the army set apart for the service some of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who were to prophesy with lyres, harps, and cymbals, and the number of those who performed their service was of the sons of Asaph, Zachar, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asherelah. The sons of Asaph were under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, 6. Under the direction of their father, Jeduthun, with the harp, who prophesied in giving thanks and praising the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hananiah, Eliatha, Gedaltai, and Romamtai Ezer, Joshbekasha, Malothai, Hother, Maazioth. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, to exalt him according to the words of God. For God gave 14 sons and 3 daughters to Heman. All these were under the direction of their father to sing in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, harps, and lyres, for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the direction of the king. And their number, who were trained in singing to the Lord with their relatives, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duties, all alike, the small as well as the great, the teacher as well as the pupil. Now the first lot came out for Asaph to Joseph, the second for Gedaliah, he with his relatives and sons were 12. The third to Zachar, his sons and his relatives, 12. The fourth to Izri, his sons and his relatives, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The seventh to Jeshaiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The eighth to Jeshaiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 13th, Shubael, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 14th, Mattathiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 15th, to Jeremoth, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 16th, to Hananiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 17th, to Joshbekasha, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 18th, to Hanani, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 19th, to Malothai, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 20th, to Eliatha, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 21st, to Hother, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 22nd, to Gedaltai, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 23rd, to Maaziath, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 24th, to Romamtai Ezer, his sons and his relatives, 12. Chapter 26. For the division of the gatekeepers, there were of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kore, of the sons of Asaph. And Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Elioenai the seventh. And Obed-Edom had sons, Shimeiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sachar the fourth, Nathaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Peulathai the eighth. God had indeed blessed him. Also to his son Shimeiah sons were born, who ruled over the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shimeiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers Elihu and Semachiah were valiant men. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were able men with strength for the service, 62 from Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and relatives, 18 valiant men. Also Hosa, one of the sons of Merari, had sons. Shemri the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father made him first. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and relatives of Hosa were 13. To these divisions of the gatekeepers, the chief men were given duties like their relatives to minister in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots, the small and the great alike, according to their father's households, for every gate. And the lot to the east fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for his son Zechariah, a counselor with insight, and his lot came out to the north. For Obed-Edom it fell to the south, and to his sons went the storehouse. For Shupim and Hosa it was to the west, by the gate of Shalikath, on the ascending highway. Guard corresponded to guard. On the east there were 6 Levites, on the north 4 daily, on the south 4 daily, and at the storehouse 2 by 2. At the Parbar, on the west, there were 4 at the highway, and 2 at the Parbar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers of the sons of Korah, and of the sons of Merari. And the Levites, their relatives, had charge of the treasures of the house of God, and of the treasures of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonites, belonging to Ladan, namely, the Jehielites, were the heads of the fathers' households, belonging to Ladan, the Gershonite. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham, and Joel, his brother, had charge of the treasures of the house of the Lord. As for the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was officer over the treasures. And his relatives by Eliezer were Rehabiah, his son, Jeshiah, his son, Joram, his son, Zichri, his son, and Shalomoth, his son. This Shalomoth and his relatives had charge of all the treasures of the dedicated gifts which King David and the heads of the fathers' households, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and commanders of the army, had dedicated. They dedicated part of the spoil won in battles to repair the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer had dedicated, and Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah, everyone who had dedicated anything, all of this was in the care of Shalomoth and his relatives. As for the Izharites, Chenaniah and his sons were assigned to outside duties for Israel as officers and judges. As for the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 capable men, had charge of the affairs of Israel west of the Jordan, for all the work of the Lord and the service of the king. As for the Hebronites, Jerijah the chief, these Hebronites were investigated according to their genealogies and fathers' households in the 40th year of David's reign, and men of outstanding capability were found among them at Jazer of Gilead. And his relatives, capable men, were 2,700 in number, heads of fathers' households. And King David made them overseers of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, concerning all the affairs of God and of the king. Chapter 27. Now this is the enumeration of the sons of Israel, the heads of fathers' households, the commanders of thousands and of hundreds, and their officers who served the king in all the affairs of the divisions which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, each division numbering 24,000. Jashobeam, the son of Zabdiel, had charge of the first division for the first month, and in his division were 24,000. He was from the sons of Perez, and was chief of all the commanders of the army for the first month. Dodai, the Ahoite, and his division had charge of the division for the second month, Mikloth being the chief officer, and in his division were 24,000. The third commander of the army for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, as chief, and in his division were 24,000. This Benaiah was the mighty man of the 30, and had charge of 30, and over his division was Amizabad, his son. The fourth for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah, his son, after him, and in his division were 24,000. The fifth for the fifth month was the commander Shamuth, the Izrahite, and in his division were 24,000. The sixth for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, and in his division were 24,000. The seventh for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite of the sons of Ephraim, and in his division were 24,000. The eighth for the eighth month was Sibbekai, the Hushathite of the Zerahites, and in his division were 24,000. The ninth for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anathothite of the Benjamites, and in his division were 24,000. The tenth for the tenth month was Maharai, the Netophathite of the Zerahites, and in his division were 24,000. The 11th for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Parathonite of the sons of Ephraim, and in his division were 24,000. The 12th for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite of Othniel, and in his division were 24,000. Now in charge of the tribes of Israel, chief officer for the Reubenites was Eliezer, the son of Zichri. For the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Maacah. For Levi, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel. For Aaron, Zadok. for Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers, for Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael, for Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah, for Naphtali, Jerimoth, the son of Azriel, for the sons of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Azaziah, for the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pediah, for the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Idu, the son of Zechariah, for Benjamin, Jasiel, the son of Abner, for Dan, Azarel, the son of Jeroham. These were the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David did not count those 20 years of age and under, because the Lord had said he would multiply Israel as the stars of heaven. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, had begun to count them, but did not finish, and because of this, wrath came upon Israel, and the number was not included in the account of the chronicles of King David. Now Asmaveth, the son of Adiel, had charge of the king's storehouses, and Jonathan, the son of Uzziah, had charge of the storehouses in the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers. And Ezri, the son of Kelub, had charge of the agricultural workers who tilled the soil. And Shimei, the Ramathite, had charge of the vineyards. And Zebdi, the Shiphamite, had charge of the produce of the vineyards stored in the wine cellars. And Baal-Hanan, the Gederite, had charge of the olive and sycamore trees in the Shephelah, and Joash had charge of the stores of oil. And Shitri, the Sharonite, had charge of the cattle, which were grazing in Sharon. And Shaphat, the son of Adlai, had charge of the cattle in the valleys. And Obil, the Ishmaelite, had charge of the camels. And Jediah, the Moronathite, had charge of the donkeys. And Jaziz, the Hegrite, had charge of the flocks. All these were overseers of the property which belonged to King David. Also Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a man of understanding, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hachmoni, tutored the king's sons. And Ahithophel was counselor to the king, and Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. And Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar succeeded Ahithophel. And Joab was the commander of the king's army. The First Epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians, Chapter 4. Finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus, that as you received from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you may excel still more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lustful passion, like the Gentiles who do not know God, and that no man transgress and defraud his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification. Consequently, he who rejects this is not rejecting man, but the God who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. For indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, and attend to your own business, and work with your hands just as we commanded you, so that you may behave properly toward outsiders and not be in any need. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words.